Welcome to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication.
Good afternoon, I'm Audrey, and you are the podcast Leader in Sustainability. Today I'm without Marcus, and I'm in Greece, in Athens, with the collective of artists 3137. Good afternoon.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello.
So I'm with Chrysanthi and Paki. And they are, to change today, you will see, so they are artists. And they are really, really engaged in the way of communicating sustainability. And we're going to talk with them to know what that means and for you to know their work and figure out what if it talks to you. So, girls, tell me about who you are, what is your background, and why Athens?
I'm Chrysanthi Koumianaki. I'm a visual artist and also one of the three founding members of 3137. And we are together with Paki Vlasopoulou, who is also a visual artist and another founding member of 3137.
Kosmas Nikolaou, that is not here with us,
is the third one of the team. And we are at the studio, at our studio with Audrey, which is also the space that is called 3137. And we are here since 2012. Paki was here a bit earlier, since 2010, I think.
Yeah.
And we're using the space as a studio, but we invite more artists and we make projects, several projects per year.
Okay. And so are you both Greek?
Yes. Yeah.
From Athens?
Right. I'm from Crete.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was born here.
Okay. And what brought you together?
We studied together, like our bachelor degree in Northern Greece, okay, in a fine art school. We weren't that close back then, but we were living also in the neighborhood that we are now from back then. And yeah, Chrysanthi was looking for a place to work, to make a bigger piece of work.
Okay.
With Kosmas, we were having discussions on an exhibition he was organizing back then. We were spending time together and we said, okay, let's have one, yeah, show here, one exhibition, and we stayed.
Okay, so what is a visual artist?
It actually describes the medium that we work. Art is our medium, visual art is our medium, which means it's not theater, it's not...
Yeah, but things have changed a lot. I mean, visual art, of course, refers, yeah, to these things that you can see and you can enjoy through eyes. But thankfully, humanity, we all, during the centuries, tried to break this, and now visual arts is just the medium of, like, starting of ideas of images, how to create images, of how to create space.
Okay.
So it's like, and nowadays everything's extremely more hybrid.
Yeah.
So you could find, like, choreographers, mm-hmm, being in the visual arts, you could see visual artists doing design, so things are way mixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're here today because we, family Audrey, think that you are leaders in sustainability, and I've met you because we're participating in the same European project called Studiotopia, where we try to make sustainable development accessible to all and explain it to the general public. So my first question on this topic will be, what does being sustainable mean to you? In your practice, in your personal life, what does it mean?
So for me, the most interesting part of it is like the being autonomous in sustainability, so trying to create your own resources and your own system. And when I mean own, I don't mean individual, but like within a system that can work for you and others. So this is the one line of it that for me it's extremely important. And of course, then it's like our responsibility towards nature and environment. So in the one hand, it is it is a duty, let's say, for all of us. And on the other hand, for me, it's also important to life, to the lifestyle, and also to some ethical aspects of it.
Do you want to add something?
I quite agree with Paki. And I think it's, I mean, all of us can understand lately how important it is for the environment. And it's something we have to take care somehow and change somehow our lives towards this direction.
Okay. Yeah, and we could say that it's also a first step and understanding of things, that moves that we have to do in order to have a better living in the future.
Yeah.
And it's easier than degrowth, for example, that it's a bit more complicated as a term.
Okay. We have interviewed Brianna Stewart, who's also an artist, and we were asking her if she thinks that in her art, which is dance, people have tackled the sustainability to make art more sustainable, and she was telling us that she hasn't heard about a lot of things. What could you say about you? Is it in Greece or in your art? Is there a sustainability initiative to make art more green or more sustainable?
It's quite difficult to make your art sustainable, but I mean that a lot of us are using resources. Like we spend a lot of material. Our materials many times are plastic, or we use a lot of paper. But I think, for example, because we are working on this project,
it's important.
Yes, okay. I mean, we're working together on this project, that we're talking about these topics. It's also about what topics you want to highlight in your work.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about sustainability, you have somehow to make your work environmental friendly and like, I don't know if I'm clear what I'm saying.
The thing is that it's a bit difficult to keep the cost low when you are making something if you want it to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. Or the new materials that they are biodegradable and better in terms of the reaction to the to nature and to environment, it's a bit difficult to have always the chance to use them.
Yeah. Of course.
But yeah, what Chrysanthi, I think, is also pointing out is that when you are dressing something, it's good to also, during the process of making an art piece, to include those ideas into the way that you make art. And there is... personally, I've been using clay, for example, is quite a natural.
Yes, but for example, we are in your studio now, and I've spent a week with you, and I see that you don't throw out anything, and it seems that you reuse stuff a lot. That is being more sustainable than lots of people, for example. So you were talking about plastic that you use, but I've seen that in fact you. Even when you have a packaging that you receive, you don't throw it away. The stuff that you keep because you might sell for work. You know, so you recycle a lot.
True,
you recycle a lot.
For sure. And I mean, many artists, myself including, we even recycle the same artworks. Like the artworks themselves. Like I could take a part of a sculpture that I've done 10 years ago and include it in another installation.
Yeah.
This year, so there is
even in the way you conceptualize your work, that's recycled. Okay, what do you do as in your daily life at home, in your private life, for to be more sustainable? Because me, for example, in Greece, I have the impression that there's not lots of communication, lots of things done in the recycle of household waste. Am I wrong? And if yes, or if no, do you do something particular at home?
It's very much true. I mean, I think people don't really recycle well their garbage, or don't do much. Okay, there are people, of course, there is a percentage that does. I think, to be honest, we're doing the basic stuff, like recycling the plastic, the paper.
Yes, okay.
All this. Again, since we started working together, we're trying to somehow also keep some waste that we could use later in our project.
Yes. Okay.
And but this is something that we also do apart from the project for ourselves somehow. Mm-hmm. So we know what we can do with all this waste we have every day.
Okay. No, good.
There is a tradition in Greece in general of like using your organic waste, like to feed the chickens, because there is a part of the country that is rural.
In agriculture.
And people used to cultivate their own vegetables and things. So they were adopting this lifestyle. But in the city, and especially in such a city that it's also like, I won't say dirt, but it's quite difficult in a way to have a compost. Not all of the apartments have a balcony, a big balcony, or a yard.
Mm-hmm. Understand. Okay. What brought you to participate in the Studiotopia program? So can you just remind us what it is and why you were interested in it?
We were invited in this.
Okay.
I can tell that we started working together because you have been interested in the food industry and production industry, and we have also worked in the past with food.
Yes. Just for our listeners, so the
Studiotopia
program is a European program where we are focusing on some of the UN goals to make a show at the end, which is a mix of science and art, to raise awareness about the sustainability. And here we decided to work on the circular economy in the food chain. And so that's what brought us together.
Yes.
Okay, so meaning, do you think, because we have interviewed people from different countries, and each time the conclusion is that the way the sustainable problem are communicated to the people is not optimal. Do you think it's the same in Greece? Do you think that the general public knows what they can do, knows what are the problem of food waste, for example, or circular economy or sustainable development in general, and that they are aware of it in a good way?
No. As everywhere, I think the only thing that is getting a bit better is through the bio industry, that it's not even what it should be. Mm. But we can't complain. I mean, also the buying local and from local producers and for small producers, there is a type of a trend there. But to be responsible for your own waste and consuming in such a scale, and I mean, like in broadly, mm-hmm. so not only with what products you choose, but how you could choose less, buy less, and produce more on your own, I think we still have a lot to know and to learn.
Yeah.
And there is no focus by the government or even by the companies, like the interpreters.
And is there in Greece, do you think artists are more aware of this problem, and is there lots of things happening in the art medium about that, or...?
I think as everywhere. Yeah, okay. I would say there are people that they have turned digitally because of that. There are people that they are talking about environmental crisis. Yeah, it's a bit of everything, I think.
Okay.
It's not, our academy doesn't have still a department of like how to use alternative materials that they don't destroy the environment.
Yeah.
And it will take us decades to go there.
Okay.
But now that I was in the Netherlands, for example, they did have in the school this department specific for that.
Okay. Oh, that's
Maastricht
very nice.
In Van Eyck's residency.
Okay.
Oh, nice. And just to talk about the collaboration between artists and scientists, do you like it? What is weird for you? Do you learn things? What would you say?
I think for us it's very interesting, both in a personal level and the professional level, because we have worked in the past with other professionals rather than with artists. It's something that we do sometimes in our practice, so it's nice. We know how it works somehow.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I thought you had a different opinion.
No, no, just what...
Yeah, yeah, that.
No, I want to say that first is what we were saying the other day of like that after this week with you, we also learn a bit of the rituals, let's say, of a lab or and of the way of thinking, like in a very practical sense of a scientist, which is like after a very close collaboration. So it's not a collaboration only into paper or with two meetings. It's like really integrating from the one field to the other. But also that for us, it was very important that you as a scientist, you are not focused like working in your lab on your own, but you were interested in a more circular perspective, not only economy, of life and with all the different layers of the needs in life.
I would like to talk, well, it's a little bit, it's also sustainability, but so in sustainability for us, there is environmental and we talked about it, but there's also social and economic. And so in the social, I would like to know if, you know, there's all those buzzword today of gender diversity, etc. Do you have, do you think in art in Greece, the parity is there? Do you have more difficulty because you're a woman? Do you have to find funds, investors? Or is it, you think it's more or less the same for everybody?
I think it's as difficult it is for all of the world.
And in the scale of the specific country and city that we are. So it's not, the market is not that big, I mean. And only very recently, I mean, the last maybe 7 years, five, 7 years, there is an international exchange, like a true one, I mean, in terms of the industry, not of people studying abroad or something like that. So we will have to see. And also, socially, it's also very recent that there are people choosing Greece to live internationally for because they just prefer it. I mean, we do. There are people here living for decades that they came as economical refugees or immigrants, and they were mostly neighbors. But like coming from all over the world to work here as artists. So with diversity, I mean, we have to see both of people, non-Greeks living in Greece but also second and third generation of Greeks, new Greeks or how it processes. We have to wait a bit. As women, of course, it's the same as everywhere. Still a lot to be done.
Do you think, do you know, is there, or is it happening today, like Greek artists that are like booming and known, you know, like someone, is, does it happen still that an artist sell a piece so expensive and then it becomes very fashionable and everybody wants to have it?
Definitely, I would say, but like counted in the fingers of one hand. And it also doesn't exist, this thing, to be honest. It exists like in a specific circle that you create. So it would be like in LA for 2 years, not only for the Greeks, I mean.
Of course.
And there are artists that they are in the category of the masters, they are now dead. But no, they're not the same with the masters of the France, for example. It's a smaller country and it's another thing.
Okay, for me, I've been very impressed by the artist scene here because in the, it's quite inspiring, in fact. Okay, so if you, let's say, you have a magic wand and you can do whatever happened in the... what you can make something happen in the next 5 years, what would it be?
I would raise. I would.
Let's take some time. Small. Make the. You want to say about the. The line of poverty, you know?
I know, I would say something very
Please say.
Say it.
Very magic, you know.
Okay, go. Go for it. It's a magic wand.
Let me think in Greek how to say it.
It's true. Sometimes you are trying to speak in the language, to think in the language that you speak, but it cannot work for the specific thing.
Say it in Greek out loud.
I would say something about the temperature and the climate.
Okay, so to fix climate change.
To fix the climate somehow.
Okay, somehow. To avoid the flooding, the heat wave, the...
Yeah.
Because you're afraid of...
Not to avoid, just to fix
make,
it.
To fix
I don't
it.
Know what would happen, but this is why I'm saying it's magic, you know.
Yes, yes,
it's
of
like
course.
We wake up one day, it's not 40 degrees. The last month, it's not flooding in Germany.
In Germany or in Belgium, definitely.
It's not 40 degrees in Canada.
Yes, yes.
Which means a lot, I guess.
This means we have decreased our CO2 emission and the climate... climate change has been, we found solution for climate
but
change.
But this would be my magic wand.
Magic wand, super.
And then someone would have to prevent it.
But I have my wish as well, change, that to collect all the money that they exist in the world and divide them equally. To everybody.
And poverty.
This better situation of climate, together with starting with the same pocket, maybe would
be a better world.
Yeah. This is maybe more to the core. To the core solution.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
So, thank you. That was really nice. So, I was with Paki and Chrysanthi, and you can check on the website. We're participating in the same program, Studiotopia program. We're working together on the circular economy in food. And just subscribe to our newsletter to get updated on the subject. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication. If you would like to know more about sustainable development and or corporate social responsibility, please visit www.science-by-trianon.com, where you will find our blog and contact details, and where you can subscribe to our newsletter.